In the age of free technology and ubiquitous access to answers, it can seem like everything you need for success is out there at no cost to you. After all, you can download ebooks on thousands of niche business topics with merely a savvy search on Google and a slight investment of your name and email address. And it doesn't stop there. You can get just about any number of web tools for free. You never need to spend a dime for marketing, strategy, planning, tagging, sorting, drawing, sharing, or just about anything business related. We've become used to getting things for free, everything for free. And so the price we won't pay is anything. If it costs something, then we decide someone is taking advantage of us. We're indignant, outraged, and insulted, all the way to miserably failed outcomes. Precious things cost more. If you don't value your own success, don't expect anyone else to, especially if they are the ones handing you the free stuff. They already gave you what they know, right? This is really an attitude thing. We know better. We know that what is easy and fast and cheap is never the solution to long-term success, but it's also the easiest thing to do. It's flat out the easiest move to point the finger at the overcharging idiots around us and storm off miserably into the self-created conundrum of limiting beliefs. But that's just bad business. After all, paying more for better advice just makes you smarter than anyone else. Paying more for faster answers just makes you better prepared than anyone else. Paying more for creative answers just makes you more strategic than anyone else. And we want all of those things desperately. But somehow we've forgotten that we have to pay for them. The reality is you can't buy your way to success, but you sure will have to pay for it. Which begs another question. If your dream for success is big, why aren't you willing to pay a big price to get you there? This is Dan Walchman. We've been having an edgy conversation.